This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, yeah, you know, no, I'm not going to give the advice right now. I need some advice. I need you guys to help me out. I need some advice on this one, okay? This is bothering me. All right. It's Christmas break still, or winter break, right? We're in the new year. We're in 2019. Kids are still out of school. I need my kids to go back to school, like yesterday. I need them, like, out of the house, okay? They're eating up. I had beef jerky, like, for breakfast today. I was going to grab a little packet of my beef jerky, like a 100-calorie beef jerky bag, right? Some carrots and celery sticks, so I would have no carbs this morning, right? I could come in, right, to the studio, have my beef jerky. There's this whole bag of beef jerky. There was a, I think I got it at Walmart or something, where, online, where you had multiple little packets, okay? Because, you know, beef jerky can get pretty expensive. So I was going to do that, and, you know, bag sitting there, and I go to reach for it, and I'm in a hurry, and it's empty. My kids always do this. Empty cereal box, empty potato chip bag, empty beef jerky bag, just sitting there empty. Meanwhile, I think it's full. Okay, so now I have nothing to eat but carrots and celery, and you know how I am with vegetables. Okay, you know, if I have to start my day on vegetables, I'm going to be a raving witch, right? Okay, so that's my problem today. But here's my thing with the kids. They're 18 and 16. And the back talking was doable. I can handle the back talking. Because, you know, if I say something, you know, and I'm like, you know, wear a jacket. I don't need to wear a jacket. What? Oh, no, you didn't. And I could get them to back down. That's good. All that, okay, I do that thing, and it's good. I don't know what I sound like, but I'm able to get them to stop in their tracks. Like, oh, hell no. And I'm able to stop them. What my kids are starting to figure out, which I'm having a tough time combating, is where they start to give me orders and scold me. My kids are scolding me. And I'm having a hell of a time going, you just said what? I can't do that. And I don't know how my kids evolved to be this intelligent. I mean, they're smart kids, but somebody must be guiding them. So here's an example. And I'm losing control. I'm losing mommy control. And I don't want to be one of those little old ladies where the kids yell at her and she takes it. And I think that's the path that's going to start happening. So we have a garage door that needs to get fixed. And so when I pull out of the garage in the morning, and it's great because when I grew up, you know, we had carports and things like that. So it's kind of nice, kind of like luxurious to actually have a garage. So I pull out, and then when I close the garage, I always make sure it closes. Well, one day I was really, really busy. And I was in a hurry, and the Dr. Dahlia Show news team wasn't showing up, and I was like, all right, well, I got to make it to the studio early. So I leave, and I guess the garage door bounces back up. So when my son, one of my sons, wakes up in the morning, right, to leave and do whatever he does, go to the gym, whatever. It's not like he has a job right now. Anyway, I guess he knows that the garage door was completely open. So he capitalizes on that. And now he thinks he owns me. So we're leaving the house yesterday. And he goes, Mom, make sure the garage door closes. You always leave it open. I'm like, well, wait, I don't always leave it. It opened just once. He's like, you jeopardize the whole family. You jeopardize the house. Make sure the garage door closes. And then he gets into his car and leaves. So he just got away with scolding me. That's a problem. The little one does it too, the little baby. Oh, the little baby's worse. You know? Mom, there's nothing healthy here. I want vegetables and all you have is fruit. Don't, you know, we need to eat healthier, Mom. I'm like, what? So, the big problem I'm having is as my kids are getting tall, they're taller than me now. They have more muscle. They can outrun me. They could block if I try to come at them swinging, right? Even though we don't hit the kids, sometimes I like to fake them out. And they're starting to realize they're a little bit more powerful. So, yeah, exactly. I threaten them. I threaten them with cutting them off, cut off the phone, right? Cut off the internet, cut off. But they're smart. We're on a family plan. I can't live without my phone. I can't live without my computer, my Animojis. I can't live without that. So how do I get the upper hand? Now, what all my, you know, friends are telling me is you need to go all mama crazy. You need to start making mommy eyes, crazy eyes. You need to start blowing smoke out of your ears and just wig out. Here's my problem. I'm outnumbered. And my husband has been trying to prove for the 22 years of marriage that there's something wrong with me. Now he could just go to my two sons going, you see? And they're like, yeah, no lie. I hear you. I feel you, Dad. So I can't do the all wig. I need to come up with some, I don't know. I can't smack their butts. That doesn't, I mean, they're grown up. That doesn't work. So if you guys have any suggestions on how I get the upper hand on my two boys who are really trying to challenge my authority and my role in the family. Guilt trip. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the guilt trip. The guilt trip doesn't work. It worked once, but it doesn't work because they just argue themselves out of it. I'm not feeling guilty. You jeopardized the whole house, not making sure the garage door was closed. And then I feel guilty. Oh, I always feel guilty. And they know that. I feel so guilty. I feel guilty going to work and not being there for them and making them sandwiches. And I just feel guilty all the time. So anyway, I'm going to give you advice. I'm going to go back and do my job. But if any of you guys have any, if you could school me on what to do with my teenage sons who got some tood and are trying to put me in my place, I'm sure open to any advice. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. October. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so remember I told you guys to drink more water for the new year. It'll help you lose weight. It'll help you feel better. Hydrate you. Water helps the skin. It just, drinking more fluids or not being dehydrated. Again, we don't want you to overhydrate and get hyponatremia. But drinking more fluids and, you know, being hydrated has a lot of health benefits. Well, now we have a study that these reusable water bottles that people are using to do what they're supposed to and hydrate themselves may actually harbor poop bacteria. You know, these studies always come out, and the media always in the headline talks about poop bacteria. Well, I think they're a little over-exaggerating on this one, but let's break it down. So this was a study that came out of Brazil. And it's a real small study. And researchers looked at 30 water bottles. So only 30 water bottles used by people at the gym. And then they compared them to 30 unused new water bottles. Well, they swabbed them and they found that 83% had bacterial contamination. 27% contained Staph aureus, and Staph aureus can be pretty deadly. 17% contained E. coli. And E. coli is the bacteria that's found in the colon and responsible for a lot of other, illnesses. Plus, they found other contaminants. So these reusable water bottles that people hydrate with, whether they're Gatorade or plastic, whatever, or Yeti, I don't know. I don't know. But actually, Yeti isn't plastic, so I don't include that. But these plastic water bottles that people use and they fill up, right, had bacteria in it, some of them from their butts or somebody else's butt. So I wrote about this on my website. Now, Staph aureus very commonly colonizes the nose and the skin. There are some nasty forms of Staph aureus. If it gets into the blood, it could be pretty deadly. Some people handle Staph aureus really well. Other people, no. They get very, very sick. E. coli naturally occurs in our colon. Again, does not belong in our water bottle. So my guess is somebody's not washing out their water bottle well enough. Or they're still wiping their butt with it. I'm not really sure what's going on here. Now, this echoes a story back in 2016. I remember covering this a couple years ago, where we looked at which type of water bottle was the dirtiest. Okay? So, I didn't look at it, but a study did. It was a study published in Treadmill Reviews. And it compared the straw top water bottle to the slide top, to the squeeze top, to the screw top. And they looked at which one colonized more bacteria, which was the cleanest, shall we say that. So now, again, small study. They only looked at 12 water bottles. That's it. So they only swabbed 12 water bottles to find out which type had the least amount of germs. Now, the slide top was the worst. So the slide top, that's the one where it kind of looks like R2-D2. And there's this little baby thing that you slide up and then you could drink. That had close to 1 million colony-forming units. The squeeze top, where you squeeze it into your mouth, which we kind of see in the NFL, that had 161,000 colony-forming units. So about seven, eight times less. The screw top, where you have to unscrew it, open it up, had about 160,000 colony-forming units, almost equal to the squeeze top. But the cleanest was the straw top. The straw top had only 25.4 colony-forming units. Now, you could still get sick if you're immunocompromised. That still could be a problem. But they compared those to other surfaces. So a pet bowl, a doggy dish. A doggy dish in this study averaged about 47,000 colony-forming units, which means our water bottles are much dirtier than your dog bowl. Kitchen sink had about 3,000 units. Cutting board had only about 6. Toothbrush holder had 331,000. We have a lot of dirty surfaces. But that was a study back in 2016. But this study with the gym water bottles, study author Dr. Gilmar Weber Sena of the Federal University of State of Rio de Janeiro told Runner's World, "We tested in a real-world scenario by surprise, asking for bottles of those who were arriving at the gym at those particular days. We did this to avoid an intentional overcleaning." So whenever you do a study, you need to make sure there's no bias. So if somebody is told, okay, bring in your water bottle so we can swab it, they may inadvertently do an extra super clean. You want somebody to act no differently on a day of a study than not. So it was kind of like a surprise, spring on you type of thing. So what is a healthier bottle? What should be your go-to? Well, again, I'm not a big fan of plastics. I think plastics are really messing with our metabolism. I don't think we should be drinking out of plastic containers, and I don't think we should be drinking out of aluminum containers. I just think there's leaching of the chemicals. That's just me. So, personally, I like glass, and I like stainless steel. I think glass or stainless steel may be the best water canister, but it's not only the canister, it's actually the mouthpiece. And so you need to be very careful with the mouthpiece. So in the meantime, you got to clean the bottle out regularly. You got to wash your hands before grabbing it and watch where you set it. Now, some of you may say, all right, Dr. Wax, hold the phone. Well, call me Dr. Dahlia, okay, because Dr. Wax is my last name, and I just didn't name the show after Dr. Wax. I named it after Dr. Dahlia. All right. So, one, get my name right. But number two, it's okay. It's okay. All right. I still love. Somebody would say, wait a second. Let it colonize. This whole concept of colonizing is what helps keep our immune system on target and primed. And I think you got a point there. I wonder about that too. Every time they do a study saying, oh my gosh, your cell phone is dirtier than your toilet seat, or, you know, your toilet paper is dirty, or, you know, your purse is dirty, or your wallet is dirty, you know, and what we're supposed to freak out? We're supposed to sanitize everything? Now, it's very eye-opening. I mean, you know, I love the studies on airplanes, because I think a lot of us get sick after a trip, and I think a lot of us get sick on an airplane. And I think we do. We pick up pathogens. We don't have enough circulation. Right? People are coughing. We're in closed quarters. Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to get sick flying on an airplane. I think so. So I do find those studies fascinating, where they say your tray table's dirty, your, you know, fan vent is dirty, the toilet's dirty. I get that. That makes sense to me. But then on the other hand, when we're being told that everything around us has colony-forming units and bacteria and this and that, you know, bacteria are supposed to exist, like on our skin. We have zillions of bacteria on our skin. And they need to be there to keep other pathogens out. Now, that doesn't mean I want poop bacteria in my drinking water. Okay, that doesn't help. But there is some sort of an immunity we get when we grow up around these bugs. You know, a lot of kids that ended up, a lot of older kids, that older moms and dads seem to be a little bit more worried about infectious disease than younger moms and dads. And a lot of older moms and dads, especially first-time parents, they really shelter their kid. So these kids don't, you know, aren't in daycare or anything like that, and then they finally go to kindergarten for the first time, and they get really, really sick. And the parents freak out, or they go to daycare for the very first time, and the parents freak out, and one theory behind that is, well, you know, the kid finally got exposed to other bugs. Now, as a mom and as a doctor, that's a very tough call. I don't want to expose my child to any infectious disease that they don't have to be exposed to. I would rather their immune system handle it. But if you do keep somebody in a bubble and then expose them to the outside world, their body may not be ready. And so I think nature understands that there's a lot of bacteria and dirt. Like, you know, if you get dirt, like, how many of us have swallowed an insect? Did we get sick after that? No. I would be riding my bike with my tongue hanging out of my mouth, you know, all excited riding my bike, and bugs would fall into my mouth all the time, and I would swallow them. Well, they have tons of bacteria on them, but apparently I was fine. But then again, you'll have somebody that jumps into a lake in the south and then gets into amoeba that crawls up its nose and unfortunately affects the brain and kills the kid. So you can't underestimate any of these bugs out there. But I would just not panic when you hear that, you know, there's these bacteria on things that you're surrounded by. I would, though, not do a half-assed job cleaning. Keep in mind that your water bottle could get mold, can get bacteria, could harbor viruses. Just clean it out. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 116th Congress about to be gaveled into session on Capitol Hill. Democrats taking control of the U.S. House for the first time in years. And with a record number of female members, Nancy Pelosi is expected to become the Speaker of the House. The White House, already highly critical of Pelosi for her resistance to border wall funding, the president's counselor Kellyanne Conway says,
they have to come to the table. This should be a nonpartisan issue. The border is everybody's business. Border security is national security. And I think she's really playing fast and loose with her politics here.
Halfway through the trading day on Wall Street, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by over 600 points already today. Stocks plummeted after Apple warned first quarter sales will fall short of what they had previously anticipated. The tech giant blames the slowing Chinese economy. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that emergency medical responders are confronting racial bias. And this study, this is interesting. There's a recent study out of Oregon that suggests that EMTs and paramedics, your emergency medical technicians and your paramedics, may be treating minority patients differently from the way they treat white patients. The scientists found that black patients in their study were 40% less likely to get pain medicine than their white peers. This is being reported by NPR. Jamie Kennel, head of emergency medical services programs at Oregon Health and Science University at the Oregon Institute of Technology, led the research, which was presented in December at the Institute of Healthcare Improvement Scientific Symposium in Orlando. Whew. Yeah, whenever you go to a conference in Orlando, expect to take the kids to Disney World. Orlando, you don't just go to Orlando for a conference, even though some of the biggest conferences are there. Orlando does it smart, I got to be honest with you. But they say that although outright discrimination by paramedics is rare, and it's illegal, obviously. Well, not illegal, but it's unethical. They say an unconscious bias may be at work. So one account being reported here was from Leslie Gregory. She's a black female emergency medical technician working in Lenawee County, Michigan. She said the study's findings ring true to what she's seen. She says she remembers a particular call where a patient was down and in pain. As the EMTs arrived on the scene, Gregory could see that the patient was black. And that's when one of her colleagues groaned. She said, I think it was something like, oh my God, here we go again. She said she worried then that because the patient was black, her colleague assumed he was acting out to get pain medication. She said, I'm absolutely sure this was unconscious. She lives and works in Portland, Oregon, but she said at the time, I remember it increased my stress as we wrote up this person because I thought, now am I going to have to fight my colleague for more pain medication? Should that arise? Now, we're already having issues with people thinking people not being obliged by their medical provider because their medical provider thinks they're faking it, which is another topic we need to discuss, right? Because, you know, people think, well, gosh, I'm asking for narcotics, and now they think I'm a drug seeker. But on top of that, if racial bias comes into play as well, there's a lot of people that aren't going to be getting what they need. So there was a study that looked at 104,000 medical charts of ambulance patients between 2015 and 2017. It found minority patients were less likely to receive morphine and other pain medication compared to white patients. And this was regardless of socioeconomic factors like health insurance status. Now, Gregory has now become a physician assistant. And she says one of her current patients, a black veteran, has cyclic vomiting syndrome. He periodically experiences bouts of vomiting, and he uses hydromorphone to stop it. If he doesn't get his medicine, he could vomit so much that his esophagus tears. So he doesn't call the ambulance anymore. He just goes straight to the hospital, but sometimes he doesn't get the medication in the ER. So, biases in medicine. That's something that doesn't get talked about a lot. Does it exist? Oh, I've seen it exist. But I've seen it exist, again, unconsciously or subconsciously. I haven't seen it. Like that one lady, that one doctor that was just fired, that one resident who said that she was going to give Jews the wrong meds, you know, wanted Jews killed and all that. Okay, you don't see that. Okay, because again, we take the Hippocratic Oath. I don't know what the hell this girl was thinking, but, you know, we don't necessarily see that type of bias. But I've told you the type of bias, you know, that we see. That's, again, subconscious. So we'll see a doctor give an African-American male who has high blood pressure the same medication as a white male with high blood pressure. And they may not be taken into account that the black person has a different reason or ideology for his high blood pressure than the white male. If a black male starts to have a thickening of his arteries, and the white male has more of an issue of his angiotensin, you know, receptor blocker system, his angiotensin renin system, then two different medications need to be prescribed. One needs the calcium channel blocker, and then the other needs the ACE inhibitor. You know, I've been telling doctors and students for years that hydrochlorothiazide makes black people lose their potassium more. We've talked about this on the show a lot. You know, there was a study that came out a few years ago going, we now know why fruits and vegetables are so heart healthy. It's because, you know, potassium. It's really important to get natural potassium. Well, I found that my African-American women especially lose their potassium much more when you give them a water pill for their blood pressure. So I started to limit the water pill, the hydrochlorothiazide, with my African-American women. Now, true, you could give some extra potassium supplementation, but if they didn't need a diuretic, I mean, I live in Las Vegas. We're already dehydrated as it is. If they didn't really need a diuretic, why am I doing that and causing them to lose more potassium? And a study needs to be done on that. We could be treating African-American men and African-American women wrong this whole time. But you see, that's considered a bias. That's considered a racial bias, even though we're not being racist, per se. It's, okay, well, the hydrochlorothiazide worked on my previous patient. Now I have this patient. And since we're colorblind, we don't want to be, you know, profiling and identifying people by their ethnicity. We're going to treat everybody the same. You know, we are physiologically different. You know, we're going to be talking about how hospitals in certain states are now allowing an X-gender specification on birth certificates. And that may be wonderfully progressive, you know, for how we want to approach, you know, our acceptance of, you know, transgender and, you know, people who identify themselves their own way. But as a doctor, I need to know if you have ovaries or testicles. I'm your doctor. I need to know. We don't really get politically correct when it comes to, I got to make sure somebody's keeping an eye on these things. Now, true, we don't have official screening recommendations. I'm not supposed to be screening you for ovarian cancer. I'm not supposed to be telling you to do self-testicular checks regularly, but I do. I want young boys to make sure they know their testicles, and if they feel a lump, they get it checked out. Same thing, you have any pelvic pain or abdominal pain, we need to check on your ovaries. And so, you know, people say, okay, well, you know, you're you know, profiling or you're identifying or you're making a big deal about somebody's race or ethnicity. You know, if somebody's Hispanic, they may be at higher risk for diabetes. If somebody's black, they could be at higher risk for colon cancer, heart disease, breast cancer. If somebody's Jewish, they could be at higher risk for certain diseases. There are a lot of different genetic tendencies that people have, and you need to embrace the race, and, you know, without being called racist. And you cannot treat everybody the same. You need to understand there are physiological differences, and it's not being racist when you say that. You know, they say shorter people have a higher risk of heart disease, taller people have a higher risk of cancer. And that's been studied. So, I you know, our doctor's going to get in trouble because somebody's short, and they're going to say, look, you're short, so I'm worried about your heart disease. I mean, you know, if I was short or if I was tall at higher risk, tell me. You know, we're going to be talking about obesity, you know, whether it should be called a disability or not. You have a lot of doctors out there that don't want to tick you off and get bad reviews on Yelp calling you obese. But somebody's got to tell you if you're overweight and you're at risk for cancer and heart disease. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not really following the stock market. I know it's been doing pretty badly, I guess, the last few days. I didn't expect it to go up, you know, with the news of, you know, the new Congress and the change and people thinking it's going to be a lot of stalemating. But I guess what ticks me off today is Apple plunged about 7.7% in pre-market trading, about maybe $64 billion, and that just decided to take the whole market with it. Because Apple hadn't been doing so well, the rest of us get screwed. I find economics fascinating because I find it very similar to the body, the human body, where there's this ripple effect with everything. So one little baby thing that happens on one side of the body could affect the whole body. Same thing with an economy. Right? Apple apparently had some slower sales in China. Not your or my fault. That's Apple's issue. Unfortunately, Apple starts to plunge. And then the rest of the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, decide to follow Apple. And then they slump. There was also, I guess, some comments from CEO Tim Cook about the economic impact of the U.S.-China trade war, adding to fears that already gripped investors. So they think it's the trade tensions between the United States and China. But take a look at what's going on here. When Facebook goes down, or Apple goes down, and, you know, Facebook has had issues, right? Apple obviously having issues because nobody wants to spend $1,000 on a phone. Or people are. But I don't see how we could do that for long. These phones are getting so expensive. We're getting so enslaved to them. Something's got to give. But then the rest of the economy seems to tumble with them. You know, Amazon is part of this FANG stocks. Amazon dropped about 1.1%. Google dropped. So are we setting ourselves up where we need these big monster companies to thrive? This is how, you know, there's some sort of an evolution that an old physician wrote back, I believe, in the 1850s on how things end up going in cycles in terms of revolutions and stuff. You know, when people get complacent, that's when other people can take over. When people get dependent on the treasury, you know, again, that's when other people can take over. And then people take over, and then there's a revolution, and then it kind of goes into a cycle. I'll find it for you, and it's fascinating what he writes. And I notice we're kind of doing that with these big companies. We're doing it in medicine also. We are surrendering to big companies. Doctors are notorious for the surrender. I don't understand what the hell doctors have done with our profession. We let the HMOs take over. We let Obamacare take over. We just surrendered. And maybe it's because doctors are excellent soldiers. I have to admit, I think I lead pretty well. I think I organize. I love to lead. But I'm a real damn good soldier. You tell me what to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to do it well. Next patient. And I'll do it even though I'm not going to get paid. I do it because there's a duty and there's a loyalty. And I'm not comparing medicine to the military. The military, bless them, they have so many more trials and tribulations I could even imagine than we doctors go through. But a lot of us doctors are like, look, we just care about the patients. So I'm just going to make the patients better. You guys all deal with the whole politics and the whole business of it. And now there's some doctors out there handling the business of it. I didn't particularly like the business of medicine. I didn't like it at all. I didn't want to worry if I was making money or not. And if I was going to be able to, you know, pay my staff. And not being able to pay myself to pay my staff. When Obamacare kicked in and everybody had high deductibles and patients didn't want to pay copays or pay their deductible. And I don't blame them. I mean, with high deductibles, what do you expect? And so I don't want to think about money when I'm dealing with a patient. I just want to order a test. I want to, you know, use my paintbrush, use a canvas. I want to have unlimited paint. And I want to, you know, do the art of medicine without being obstructed. And we doctors don't unionize. We don't group together. We don't make a pact. We were very split on Obamacare. A lot of doctors left the AMA when the AMA supported Obamacare. True, we supported the pre-existing condition clause, a lot of us did, but we also knew that there had to be an art to introducing that to the healthcare system, because who would buy insurance then? And so a lot of people really don't want doctors' opinions. And a lot of doctors are like, you know what? I'll take care of my patients. Yeah, things suck, but as long as I can still take care of my patients, fine. And you have a lot of doctors that closed up the practice, went to work for other people, and just, you know, moved on with their lives. And so, we're surrendering, just like we're doing with Amazon. Oh, I just bought something else on Amazon yesterday. I'm a big fan of Amazon. But I'm helping create a monster. I'm not going to the store anymore. I'm not, you know, shopping and trying to price shop on Google. I'll just go get it on Amazon. I know where to get it. I could reorder. It's easy. Connect with PayPal. I'm done. And so we are creating these big monopolies. Whether we make government bigger or whether we make, speaking of government bigger, there's a lot of these shutdown memes out there. It's really kind of funny. I put one up on my Facebook and Twitter where you had Mount Rushmore. And I guess the government shutdown prevents people from seeing Mount Rushmore from the front. So you have to see it from the Canadian side, which is just the tushies. Okay, Mount Rushmore is not tushies, all right, of the guys on Mount Rushmore. So you don't see Thomas Jefferson's tushy. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cute. And then another meme regarding the shutdown was, I don't know if I'm more afraid of the government shutting down or the government actually staying open and working, right? So, you know, we don't want big government. We don't want big companies. We want capitalism. But we want cheap, we want accessibility, we want ease, so then we go for these bigger companies, and now we're in a position where if Apple has some issues selling their $1,000 iPhones, or Amazon has an issue with the robots or whatever, our stocks will drop. And I think we are, and again, I'm no economist, right, as you can see, okay? And I think we are putting ourselves in a very precarious position where we are going to see stock market plunges or possibly a Great Depression again in our lifetime, because we'll have a few companies at the head of everything, at the head of the hiring, at the head of the economy, at the head of running things, and then it collapsing. And all these other companies will have died out because, you know, they couldn't compete having a brick-and-mortar store and people not wanting to come in. And we're going to be in trouble. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think today was really worrisome. And I don't know, you know, if we should, what you do, you know. I mean, most likely we're just going to let these companies get bigger. Again, I love Amazon. I'm going shopping again on Amazon. My book is on Amazon. I'm a huge fan of Amazon. I want Amazon to exist. They employ thousands and thousands of you know, Americans. They give us a lot of jobs. But, you know, we're creating a monster. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.